Ryan Selzy, of course, as always, has thoughts on retailers and on Macy's in particular. But today he's going to cede the mic to an analyst who has a note out on Macy's and is upgrading the stock. What's the rationale here?
Yeah, one of my favorite analysts, actually, Oliver Chen over at Cowen here. Before I even get into this analysis, interesting, at the top of Oliver's report, he gives Macy's an ESG score. And shout out to our producer, Pam, for even bringing this to my attention, because I would have glossed over it. It's the first time I've seen a stock analyst put an ESG score right inside of their report, which is very interesting. I have to dig more into how this score is measured, giving Macy's ultimately, though, a 56 out of 100. And I don't think it takes a rocket science to decode that that's not exactly a great score. And it reflects really the sources of apparel and where it, in fact, comes from. But I'm going to dig more back into that a little bit later on. But on this upgrade here, really boils down to several things. And we're seeing Macy's stock really not react on it. Nonetheless, I understand where Oliver's coming from here, calling out agile inventory at Macy's. And what that basically means, inventory continues to be at low levels for Macy's compared to their sales. They do not want any write-downs, really, after a year of writing a lot of stuff down during the pandemic. So they want to keep inventories low, keep it within the top-selling items, and hopefully drive some sales. Also, too, Oliver noting pricing management. And what that essentially means is Macy's has been able to successfully push through price increases on the products it is selling, in large part because they see there is demand out there. Consumers are, in fact, restocking their closets. Macy's can push through some of the price increases. I'm also noting store reimaginations. He sees Macy's ultimately going to 500 stores from about 640 stores currently. And a lot of those stores, once Macy's hits that, you know, they've already closed hundreds of stores the past 3 years or so. But ultimately, when they get to that 500 store mark, about 85% of those stores will be in A or B malls. What that means, those are some of the best malls in America here. So Macy's will be not necessarily operating really those junky-looking Macy's stores in many C or D malls. So those will be closed, some big top malls Macy's will be in. And then last but not least, they're also out here, Macy's, aggressively cutting debt. Keep in mind, Macy's had to lever up during the pandemic just to survive. And so by all tokens, they're probably should be under $3 billion in total debt on their balance sheet by 2023 or a little before then. So that is certainly good here. That will reduce their interest expense, hopefully improve their profits. And last but not least, we saw the stock gap up significantly when Macy's reporting earnings a couple weeks ago. They reinstated their dividend. They're out there buying back stock. So all in all, Julie, I understand Oliver Chen's upgrade. It on paper, it makes sense. But here's my take. You look at these Macy's stores. The traffic is still absolutely abysmal, and this is something Oliver acknowledged in his report. Store traffic is pretty darn weak in Macy's stores. So they're relying a lot on converting those human beings that do come to stores to drive their sales. Secondarily, and you can see me in a Macy's shopping bag right there. Yeah, our team never ceases to amaze me, Julie. Can you trust management? I've heard Macy's on the comeback trail pretty much for about 7 years, and they never seem to live up to expectations here. And I think right now management is promising a whole heck of a lot to the street, and they really need to deliver. They need to deliver on back to school. It has started well. Can they continue that momentum in the holidays? To be determined. And, you know, just keeping it real here, old retailer. Macy's an old retailer in a fast-changing, digitally-driven world, and I still view a lot of their stores, Julie, as a big problem to have. It's real estate, it's cost. You have people, you have essentially consumers buying things on secondhand resale sites. The world of retail is changing, and I'm still unclear how Macy's is going to play into that.
Sazi on the shelf, obviously. That's the hot new product, according to our producer, Nick Monti. Move over, Elf on the Shelf, Sazi on the shelf, coming to a Macy's near you.